Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nicucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. And today we have a very special guest. It's Youssef Sherif Rizkallah, Artistic Director of Cairo Film Festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So we've never had the opportunity or the pleasure to interview anyone from the Cairo Film Festival. I don't think we have at Fred. And I guess the first question then would be, how would you introduce the Cairo Film Festival to someone who's not familiar with it?
Well, Cairo Film Festival celebrates this year its 40th anniversary. It's one of 15 film festivals recognized by the FIAF, which is a federation of independent producers, like FIAF, like Cannes, Berlin, San Sebastian, Tokyo, Karlovy Vary, Moscow, and many others. So we have it's a festival which depends of the Ministry of Culture, and we have different sections. We have the competition section, the international competition section. We have the section out of competition, and we have what we call the international panorama for films which were in different film festivals, got awards or not. And we have also the Critics Week, which is for the first or second work. And we have, this is a competition with a different jury. There is a jury for the international competition, there is a jury for the Critics Week, and there is a jury for the, there is an Arab film competition. And there is also what we call, there is a competition, it's called Cinema of Tomorrow. This is for short films, and it has also a jury. And we have also industry, like we have master classes, we have we're gathering we're inviting people who have films and they need finance. So there is a competition, they present the projects, and there is a jury made of local and international distributors and producers. So mainly, basically, this is more or less what is Cairo International Film Festival. The main screenings are taking place in the Opera House, where there is a main hall for the opening and the closing ceremony, and for, of course, screenings during the 10 days of the festival. And we have many other halls in the Opera House, and we are spreading the festival in outside the main hall, the opera, in order to get more attendance downtown and the outskirts of the city.
That's a very on point and expansive overview of the festival as it is today. But I know that you've mentioned it too. So the festival has been around for 40 years. Is that correct? I mean, I'm also fascinated to know and curious to know why it was founded and whether the objectives of that it was founded for have remained or have evolved over the years.
In Egypt, as in many countries, especially the Arab countries, you don't have the chance to see the only films you can watch generally in the cinemas are American movies and, of course, Egyptian movies. But you don't have the chance to see other than that. I mean, for film fans, it's the only opportunity to watch or to see films from different countries. And Of course, there are some other film festivals in Egypt. There is in the last 15 years or more, there is a festival in Alexandria for Mediterranean countries. There is a festival for African cinema in Luxor. And there is a festival in Aswan for films made by female women directors. So the main target is to give the chance to for the lovers of the cinema to watch movies that they won't be able to see. So, but we have a problem in Cairo Film Festival is that there is no market, meaning that there are no distributors interested to buy films other than American movies. So, and there's a point is that the distributors of the foreign films in the region, in the Middle East, are mainly from Lebanon or the Gulf. So they buy the film from whoever distributor is, from France or Germany or American movies, and they get the rights for the films for the Middle East. And then they sell to somebody, to a distributor, Egyptian distributor, the rights for Egypt. But it's always American movies. There are like almost all the American movies from the majors are distributed in Egypt, and some, a lot of independent movies. There are more and more multiplexes in Cairo and Alexandria mainly, but there are many many towns in Egypt which don't have screens, which don't have cinemas, so people cannot go to watch the cinemas. So this is mainly the situation. Of course, there is there is an industry in Egypt, cinema industry, which is the only Arab country which has an industry, because other Arab countries have some films which are made per year. I mean, two films, three films. Maybe the biggest production is in after Egypt is Morocco, which produces around 15 to 20 films, because there is a subsidy from the state. But other than that, Algeria, Tunisia, they just produce two or three films or four or five films, while Egypt nowadays produces around from 45 to 50 films a year. And there is a law in Egypt to protect the Egyptian movies, meaning that if the distributor of foreign films cannot screen its film with more than 10 prints. Okay, you cannot have while the Egyptian. This is in order to protect the Egyptian films in the cinemas. Understand? So, but there is. They're trying to the owners of the cinemas. And of the multiplexes especially, they try to raise the 10 prints to 15 and maybe after that to 20, because you will have there is not enough Egyptian movies but when you have a multiplex of 15 to 20 screens, you need to put films in this. You cannot just release Egyptian movies.
While you were saying that, I kind of got curious to know, how do you feel Egyptian films are seen? What's the presence of Egyptian cinema in internationally?
Well, I don't know if you know that we had an Egyptian movie in the competition of Cannes this year. This happened like the last one was like I think 7 years ago. This one is called Yom Eddin, and it was a first feature film, by a young director. 2 years before, there was A Certain Regard was opened with an Egyptian movie, which was Clash by Mohamed Diab. And so there are, let's say that 80% or more, maybe a little bit more, are commercial movies, either action movies, either comedy, but silly comedies, more or less. And few films are serious films, because actually the state doesn't help the cinema. So the directors have to look for money, for subsidy from abroad or some Arab countries, some foreign countries, especially France. And unfortunately, the late Dubai Film Festival was a window to get finance for some projects, for some films, either before the shooting or post production. But now, unfortunately, it's gone. So, but people are still fighting. Sometimes it takes 3 to 4 years to finish the film.
Yeah, the Dubai closing obviously had an impact on the filmmaking, film productions of the region, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you then, do you see the Cairo Film Festival as a way to kind of create establish bridges with international co-productions? Is that also
we're trying to have sponsors to help the Cairo Film Connection, you know, which is, as I told you, people are presenting their scripts, and they get the best scripts are getting awards, money-wise, and so that we can help some with a certain amount. I mean, it won't be the whole budget of the film, but maybe it can help to raise money from elsewhere.
But I do want to end on a question about your experience here at Carlo Vivari this year, and just pretty much ask you about what it's been like, and maybe what you think the qualities of the films that you've seen this year here were like, and so on.
Well, I tried to see, to watch the movies of the competition. There were 12 films. And I watched also in the documentary competition 2 films, which were an Egyptian one and a Lebanese one. My remarks would be that this year, I don't know why, the standard of the films of the competition is not what I used to expect to see in the previous years. It's not a matter of having a film which is a world premiere, because I don't see almost any film from. Of course, they are. It's only 12 films, but I don't see any film from France, for instance, from Germany, from Asia. If we accept Turkey, But otherwise, for people who didn't go to Cannes, for instance, this year, it's an opportunity to watch films which were in Cannes in different sections, Horizons or another view. And I think the competition of East of the West is very interesting, because you get to see, to watch movies from countries like Romania, Bulgaria, or other Slovenia or other countries from this region.
Actually, you raised an interesting point, and I would perhaps like to end on that. What is you mentioned the problem of having to have world premieres or whatever the policies is of different festivals, of just screening in competition films that are having their premieres at that festival. I mean, this is something that is coming up a lot, I think, like more and more in my interviews with festival directors, and I'd just like to ask you what you think of that. Does it kind of add something negative to the maybe competitiveness of festivals, and what is Cairo's policy on that?
We have a problem much bigger than Carlo Vivari, because we don't have a market. Why a producer who has an interesting film would be willing to give it to the competition of Cairo, unless he would sell it, unless there are prizes, money prizes, which is not the case. We, for the first time this year, the new president of the festival is trying to get rewards, money rewards, for there is a reward for the public. The public will choose the best film in the competition. There is a reward for the best first feature film in all sections, all competitions, and there is a prize also for the best Arab film. So those prizes, those money prizes, around each one around $20,000 or $25,000, maybe would give the festival the chance to get some interesting films. It's a start, because we need to have maybe next year we need to have a market in order to attract interesting and new films.
On that note, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us. It was certainly interesting.
Thank you very much, Max.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.